Hi, my name is Casey Karst. I'm here to talk to you today about analytics for your apps, landing and loading data into a SQL data warehouse. So without much further ado, let's just hop straight into it. So what we're going to talk about today is an overview of an app architecture that we see pretty often in SQL DW. Then we're going to talk about Polybase and why to use Polybase, what makes it different from all the other loading tools out there. And then finally, we're going to do a demo of the solution to really, you know, show you the inner workings of Polybase and how to load your data into SQL Data Warehouse. So let's jump right into it and look at the app architecture. So here, what you'll see on the screen is kind of an overview of a generic cloud architecture that we see pretty often. On the far left, you'll see some IoT devices, you know, phones, Xboxes, just machines generating data. And so this is cloud-born data that is getting emitted pretty periodically, and all of this funnels into an event hub, which batches the data up together. The event hub then writes the data to Azure Blob Storage, which is a file structure that you can have in the cloud where you can store your data for long periods of time pretty cheaply. And finally, when you want to do something with the data, when you want to run analytics, you need a SQL data warehouse, and you'll see that on the far right. So let me take a minute to talk to you about what SQL data warehouse is. So SQL data warehouse is a massively parallel processing data warehousing service that's in Azure, fully managed. And so this is platform as a service. You don't have to worry about keeping your machines up. We all take care of that for you. You just have to worry about getting insights from your data and turning that into business value. So what we're going to focus on today is the connection from blob storage to SQL DW, but I want to give this time as a quick overview about, you know, what this looks like in a bigger scheme of things. So on the right, we can look here at a more detailed view of what SQL DW looks like, and this is down to the architectural level. There's a control node where all your client connections go to, and then there's the compute nodes on the right, and this is where you get that massively parallelized scale. So the data, when it comes in, is actually distributed across the compute nodes, and so this allows maximum parallelism on every query. This really boosts your performance for large data volumes. So when we talk about loading data, the traditional way folks have thought about this is just using BCP. But that's a single gated client. So as you'll see here, the client makes a connection to the control node. And so when you start writing data to the control node, you then have to move the data down to the compute nodes. This isn't really a parallel. And so the problem here is you're not going to scale as well as the architecture allows you to do. One workaround that folks have done in the past is you say, well, what if I just have multiple client connections? And again, this is helping parallelize the reads from the data source, but you're not parallelizing the writes to the data warehouse as effectively as you could. So this is where I want to introduce Polybase. Polybase is specifically designed for SQL DW. It connects directly from the compute nodes to Windows Azure Storage blobs. And so this happens through the bridge component within the compute nodes. And as you'll notice in the graphic, it's not only is each compute node actively reading from every data storage node, but also we're doing it with multiple threads per compute node. So again, we're parallelizing by using the compute nodes effectively, and we're reading with multiple threads per node. So this really gives you the best throughput for data ingestion. So with that, I'm going to take you into a demo really quickly and show you what this looks like in real life with a SQL DW. We're here in SSDT, connected to a SQL data warehouse, and the scenario that we're going to run through today is you're a customer and you have a small fact table landing in SQL data warehouse, and you want to do a single-time load of that data. So we've already created the external data source and the external file format, matching the data in our Azure Blob Storage, but now we need to create our external table. And so you create an external table by defining the schema and then pointing out the file location, the data source, and the external file format. Once your external table has been successfully completed, you'll see it here in the Object Explorer. So the first thing that you want to do when you load the data is you run a ctas command. So it's create table, and you name your table. You have to give it a distribution to describe how the data is going to be allocated to the compute nodes. And then you just do a select star from that external table that you just created. So just like that, we just imported our small fact table into SQL Data Warehouse with a round robin distribution. But what happens, I mean, this is a cloud application, what happens if you get new data? And so we can simulate that really quickly by going into the Cloud Explorer and looking at the container I just connected to and adding more data. So I can upload, let me browse. I have a convenient new data file of the matching file format. And I actually want to create a new directory for this data to land in. This is a best practice for you to containerize and make sure that you can keep track of the lineage of your data. So now I have a folder within my original container called import. So my external table, since it's pointing to the top level container, can now query all of that data. But the best practice in what we ask folks to do is to actually import using a staging table and do a metadata rename. So here you use the exact same create table CTAS command, so create table, import staging, with the distribution round robin, and you're doing a select star from the existing external table. So just like that, we now have our production table, which was external import, and we have our staging table with the updates of this import staging. To minimize downtime for your customer or your customers, what we ask folks to do and the best practice is to use a metadata to rename. So you rename the object external import, which is our production table, as external import backup. So you want to keep that data around just in case you need to roll back and use that as production later. And then the second step of this is you rename the import staging table as your external import table. So you're effectively taking a backup of your production table and you're making your staging table your production table. As you saw, that was a very fast operation. It's a metadata operation, so it's very quick. And so what we can do really quickly is check the counts to make sure that we actually imported the data. So the updated table has over 66,000 rows, and the backup table, which used to be prod, has 60,000 rows. So just like that, we made the switch. Now, after querying this data for a period of time, you realize, hey, actually, the new set of data wasn't quite correct. We don't want to have that as in production. The benefit of doing this metadata rename and keeping the backup is that you can roll back quickly. So just like that, I did a rename where I took my external import table and I created it as external import rejected because I don't want to use that as my main table. And I took my backup and I made it back into production. So now what that allows you to do is effectively make your original table the same size as what it was preload. And now you have a safe table that you can work on offline to really figure out what the data quality issues are and how to move forward from there. So that's just a really quick look about the best practices and how to load data into SQL Data Warehouse, how to use metadata renames to effectively switch out production tables and staging tables, and a real quick check of making sure that the data was actually loaded. Well, thanks for following through this video so far. Now we're to the call to action. The first thing I would really like to ask everybody to do is to try SQL Data Warehouse. You can do this at portal.azure.com. Secondly, once you've created your SQL Data Warehouse, if you could go check out our documentation where we list out the best practices and really how to effectively use your SQL Data Warehouse in Azure. Lastly, let us know what you want. We're actively looking at your feedback at feedback.azure.com, where you can submit new feature requests or vote for existing feature requests that are out there. So finally, I'd really like to thank you all for coming and hope to hear from you again.